Hey, yo.
Thanks, Craig. All right, man. Welcome everybody to Three Guys One Up. I'm Keith. These are my guys, Spencer and David. What's up, boys?
That's me.
Which one?
Both of those
which
are
one
me.
Are you?
Both?
You don't both? Get to be both.
This is my
identity
friend.
Theft is a serious crime, David.
This is my friend Spencer, David, and this other guy I don't know. All right, nailed that intro. What's up, everybody? Let's talk about some Vigi games and shit. Let's lean on some shit this week because there's a lot of wacky shit going on. But there's not a whole lot of video games to talk about. Did you ever pick up Hitman 3, Spencer?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm pretty busy couple of weeks, so.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that when you finally do get it. But until then, there's not really any other games coming out, so. We got a short list of the 2021 games here that we're going to go over and talk about what we're excited about. Not a whole lot to look forward to, unfortunately, as of right now. But there's a few things on there. So what did you guys see? What are you looking forward to in February, March? Anything at all?
If we want to jump a little bit further, then... I assume we all saw the Resident Evil Village announcement.
Yeah.
And how that's turned into a huge meme already.
Sexy vampires.
Vampires. Yeah.
Tall, sexy vampire lady.
Yeah, she's everywhere. And I'm and okay with it.
As well. She has the big boobies.
She does have large breasts. Thank you, David.
A solid observation. I was kind of asking about February, March, because I didn't really see anything in there that I wanted to play, so I didn't know if there was anything I didn't really know about that you guys wanted to. I mean, there's like a Neo remake.
We talked about this already, but the Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake is March 18th.
Oh, that's March, yeah.
That one's looking
that'll be cool.
That'll be
a little time filler.
Now, I don't know anything about this game, but having just read the title, it seems far too long. Werewolf, the Apocalypse, Earthblood? That's too many words. That's bordering
on
David
that
Jones' vampire game.
It's made by the same
people. World of Darkness
It's the same people.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do they just not know how to like just name a game like Werewolf? And that'd be
Werewolf.
No, because they tag on way too much. It looks so strange, though. It's like I can't even remember. Doesn't it?
We watched some cinematic stuff on it, but there was no like gameplay that I remember. It looked like the story looked pretty cool, but I don't remember seeing gameplay. This was around like E3 time that we were watching this.
Huh.
Spence, when did you say the release was?
March? Wait, which one?
Shit. Werewolf.
Oh, February 4th. So, like a week and a half?
Week and a half.
Yeah, Werewolf, the Apocalypse, Earthblood.
Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury for the Switch, which is pretty exciting, because that was like... I think that was my favorite three-dimensional Mario game. Especially modern, but it was the Wii U, so it didn't get a whole lot of play. So the fact that they're putting it out on the Switch is pretty awesome.
Yeah, why didn't they just do that with 3D World to start, though? Do the people with 3D World get it as like a DLC or anything? Do you know?
Oh, I doubt it. Oh, yeah. Bowser's Fury, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Like the add-on? I don't know. Well, this is like they're doing just to like port all the Wii U games to the Switch, and I guess it was this one's turn.
Yeah.
But I actually like 3D World a lot better than I liked Odyssey.
Oh, really?
Not to say there was anything wrong with Odyssey, but 3D World I thought was just perfect.
Yeah. I loved Odyssey, man. That was such a fun game. But yeah, that's February, March. A whole lot of meh.
Meh.
I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff in there too, but not even worth mentioning. There's that Control game that we talked about once that I don't remember, so maybe it'll be cool.
That's a 2019 game. It's just the Series X and PS5.
Oh, it's just updated. Okay. So, yeah, nothing there.
Anything after that? Like, April looks dead.
Pokemon Snap.
Oh yeah, Pokemon Snap. That's something.
It's something.
If you like photography,
Pokemon Snap.
In May, there's that game Deathloop that looks really fun. That's coming out, and I'm kind of excited to get my hands on that.
I don't remember much about that one.
The art looked really fun, and I don't know. You're doing a lot of messing with time. It seemed like I was about it when I was watching the trailers for it. So I'm excited to see it come out and see what it's all about. That one's on PlayStation 5 and PC. So we'll see. Come here.
Yeah. Have you heard much about this this Robin Hood game? It's called Hood, Outlaws, and Legends.
We talked about it for a minute.
Did we?
I don't know how to talk about this.
I thought somebody had brought it up. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, whatever it is, it looks pretty cool. Just watching the cinematic for it.
It's almost like, what's that? Shadow of Mordor? It has same that kind vibes, of vibe. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on.
Definitely. I don't remember talking about this one. So yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye on that. That's cool. All right. Finding stuff. That's nice. And if you guys listening have anything you want to recommend that we check out too, come join our Discord. Tell us what we're not talking about in these coming months. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to mention a game that you want us to talk about.
We still don't have a release date for Far Cry 6, right?
No, I don't think so.
Sucks.
There's a big list of to be announced, and like there's going to be a bunch of stuff coming out in the third and fourth quarters. And not only that, we're going to have a lot of delays still because COVID is still going on here in the States and that.
The last one on the list I wanted to bring up was, did you guys see the trailer or the announcement at least for Back 4 Blood?
I didn't. I see it here on the list down in June 22nd, but I didn't see a trailer or anything.
I'm hearing it's basically like a follow-up to Left 4 Dead.
Oh. I like that idea. Yeah. Left 4 Dead games were fun as fuck.
It is from the creators of the Left 4 Dead franchise.
That would be fun for us to get on, especially if there's some like cross-platform going on. I'd play that on PC. If you guys could play on Xbox or whatever, that'd be great.
Yeah. It looks like it's coming June 22nd.
Yeah.
All right. Cooperative story campaign, competitive multiplayer. Should be pretty cool.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a large list of to-be-announced games that we have no idea when they're coming out. So hopefully we get some mind blowers in 2021 like we did in 2020 with, like, I don't know, Among Us was made in 2018, but it blew up in 2020. And Fall Guys was a pleasant little surprise there right in the middle of COVID.
No.
But we're supposed to be getting monthly updates on Halo Infinite. We'll see what that even means. Kerbal Space Program 2 will be out later this year sometime. I'm really excited about that. Did you guys ever play Kerbal?
I tried. I did not get very far.
I was bad at it.
I was really bad, and I didn't understand the interface, so I got frustrated and quit.
I played a lot of Kerbal Space Program. I've been around that system a few times. It's fucking fun. I love that shit. There's another game out right now called Stormworks or something or another. It's in Steam. I think it's like $25. And it's kind of like a Kerbal-like game. My buddy Chansey was showing it to me. And you build like rescue ships and boats and different things that you then have to put all the electronics and motor and buttons and everything in. You have to like program it and everything and then go drive it out and start saving people. It looks like a wild ass game too. Very Kerbal like. So
this looks tedious.
Very like there's like Lua. You can use Lua. The coding language is as like, you could like code different buttons to do different things. It's fucking nuts, dude.
It seems like a pretty niche game.
It's complex as hell. But it looks cool. Some people, like, there's a bunch of stuff on the Steam Workshop of people just making massive ships with helicopters and all sorts of shit. It's wild.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That seems like a game I would get bored with within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, Chansey loves shit like that, where you gotta connect everything with logic, put all the engine and stuff together. But yeah, that's not a game for everyone. But if you're into Kerbal, that is like a very like different kind of Kerbal.
Yeah, it seems like it.
All right, well, let's move on from this list because it's boring as shit. what else we got? I wanted to talk to you guys, and I know you guys wanted to talk about this whole GameStop thing, and I'm sure people have heard plenty about it, but let's talk about it since it's GameStop. I think it's fun. I don't know, one of you guys want to give us a brief breakdown of what's going on?
Sure.
GME.
I'll do it. I had a background in finance once.
Yeah, you're, I mean, we're no finance experts, but you're as close as any of us get on this show. Yeah. So
I read a book once.
This book.
Okay, so here's my understanding, and you guys correct me if you've heard anything different, but essentially, GameStop is a company that hasn't been doing well for quite a long time. I think we all can agree on that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're a mall based.
Yeah,
brick and mortar retailer whose specialty is selling used physical media video games. Not exactly a thriving industry anymore.
Yeah, they're just having so a bad day.
So for the past long while, institutional investors, we're talking like gigantic hedge funds and you know, thing we're talking things like Merrill Lynch and you know, big names in investing, have been shorting GameStop's stock. And essentially what you do when you short a stock is you pay someone a small amount to borrow the shares that they own of that stock. You sell it at its current price. And then after a set amount of time, you have to buy the stock back so you can return it to them with the assumption that the stock price is going to go down. And, you know, you sell somebody else's shares for $20, rebuy it at $5 and make, you know, a $15 profit. GameStop was so heavily bet on to fail by these large institutional investors, again, people who have billions of dollars of money they can throw around, that they wound up shorting far too much of this stock. Essentially, 140% of outstanding shares were under contract as being shorted. That's obviously a bad thing because there's not enough shares for everybody to buy back and return to the people who owe them once the contracts are up. So a few savvy people on Reddit on r/WallStreetBets realized that this company, GameStop, was so shorted out that it wouldn't take much to buy up a bunch of shares and hold them to drive the price up. Causing these hedge funds and whatnot to lose a bunch of money. Because essentially, if enough people bought the stock and refused to sell it, the price would just keep going up. It enters kind of a feedback loop where all of these people, all these investors who are trying to avoid losing money are trying to do what's called covering your short, which is where you just buy the stock and take a small loss instead of having this happen where the price just goes up and up. So everybody's competing over these shares. The stock price just keeps going up and up and up. Because they're all trying to avoid these losses. And everyone on Reddit, these small little retail investors, people who are only putting, you know, 10 grand, 15, 20 grand behind it, or less even, are refusing to sell. And now there's no shares available to cover their shorts, and the price is skyrocketing. I mean, what was it up to today at one point? Like $350?
I think it got to like 359, like right at 360. And
this is a stock that 6 months ago was trading at
$3 a share.
$350. Yeah, so we're thousands of percent increase in shares in just in the past month.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was a streamer, I talk about him quite often, Lyric. He was like, "Oh, I guess I bought 100 shares at $3.88. He has 35 grand right now.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, it's absolutely insane. Just how much people are making by not selling, or how much they will make once they eventually do sell.
Yeah.
And it's become a meme at this point. It's like a cultural phenomenon. Everybody knows about it. Well, the thing is, it's not necessarily even like a bad, like a manipulation or something. Like, there have been some positive signs for GameStop too. Like, they made that big deal with Microsoft. I know we talked about that a few months ago.
Yeah.
They got like a 3-year partnership with Microsoft. They installed a new CEO, the guy who built up Chewy.com. So there's a lot of faith behind that guy, hoping that he turns the company around and, you know, makes the pivots that are necessary to keep him successful. So it's not just like a pump and dump, or, you know, just a middle finger to these investment companies, but it is also that.
Especially with them trying to stick the SEC on a subreddit, it is more and more that.
Yeah, right. The more they try to push back and do this shady shit, like, oh, suddenly the SEC is coming out of nowhere to investigate a subreddit where people are just discussing stocks.
The meme gets bigger and bigger as the days go on. Like, this shit's been all over all sorts of news. I was watching MSNBC just to see them talk about GME, and it was goofy as fuck watching them, like, try and defend these hedge funds.
They'll do it. They'll twist their panties around until they can defend the billionaires
against these retail investors. It's just so fucking silly to watch, you know.
And that's the worst part, is the retail investors always get the short end of the stick when they're trying to do trades. Like, first off, I can't day trade because there's some rule against that. Like, you can't do more than a few trades in a single day on the same stock before you get flagged as a day trader. And then they force you to hold a stock for a day if you get flagged, unless you have enough assets, like 25 grand in liquid assets, before they'll let you go ahead and day trade. Whenever you make a trade by something like Robinhood or Webull or some of these like little apps, you're always lowest on the totem pole. So it doesn't really matter what you put a sell price in. It's always going to be either, oh, turns out your shares are a few cents higher, we made you we charged you a little more. It takes a little longer to process than these people with fucking Bloomberg terminals being able to trade, you know, millions of dollars in milliseconds.
Yeah.
And then all of this happens. They finally find a way to stick it to some of these big institutional investors, and suddenly they're trying to drop the hammer.
You know what's really funny about all this, too, is a bunch of these billionaires were joining in the memes. You know, Elon Musk was tweeting about GameStop, and he put in, I don't know, his small-time real, small time investment of, I think he put in like a couple hundred grand or something like that. At like, these billionaires are tossing around like hundreds of thousands of dollars just as an experiment, basically, to see what was going to happen with this. And they're all kind of, talk about the real Wall Street bets, they're all kind of making bets on like who could make more money, whether they dump all their investments or they invest in the shorts, or like that. There's a lot of weird shit going on with the billionaires over this stuff right now, because they're messing with retail investors as well. And they're like, they're trying to like semi defend them and hold them down at the same time. It's really funny. It's really fucking weird.
There's one guy called, I can't remember, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's Chamath.
Probably. I don't know. It starts with a P.
It's an Indian last name and it's long.
Polyhapitiya. Okay.
Chamath Polyhapitiya. He's a billionaire venture capitalist. And he did the same thing. He was like, no, I'm going to try to help these retailer investors out. Like, I'm going to put some of my own money in it too.
I did a small time investment, $175,000.
Oh, man. And it's funny watching them kind of like the infighting among the billionaires now.
Yeah. It's really silly.
And yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is just, it's you know that it's going to end badly for us poors, but it's fun to watch because we're never going to win this. I hope we do. I hope that some of the this hedge fund at the center of it has to file for bankruptcy, but I just don't know.
Yeah, you know, GameStop may have gone its way, but go buy AMC. I'm no financial advisor, so don't take this to heart. But I'm buying AMC right now.
Do not take financial advice.
We're not giving financial advice. All I will say is that I bought some shares of AMC theaters because I heard it might be one of the things, one of the next ones that could be experiencing a short squeeze like this. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Also, I want to go watch movies after COVID, and I want AMC theaters to survive so I can go watch movies after COVID. That's
the other thing. Is like, I am very much a big fan of physical movie theaters. Like, both Regal and AMC have that, like, the subscription service now.
Yeah.
For live theaters, I subscribed to the Regal one because the only AMC theater near us is like a 10-mile drive.
Yeah, that's way out more. There.
But it's a nice theater. I love that AMC was the first one to shake up, you know, the standard ticketing scheme and try something different, and it was working out for them right up until COVID. And I would like to see them and Regal survive. So,
yeah, so that was another reason why I bought in. But that I heard on the Wall Street Bets that some shit was going to happen there. So try my luck. I'm not dumping any kind of
insider trade.
Shut up, man. There's some serious things we have to actually say here. We need to disclose that we do, in fact, own AMC because we like the stock. And we are not financial advisors. We are not professionals. And you shouldn't listen to our advice without doing your own due diligence. It's not even advice. We're not giving any kind of advice.
No, I'm just kind of stating what I'm doing because of this crazy GameStop action that's happening that might, like, roll over. It's not going to happen back-to-back, but I might make a little bit of money off of one of these other hedge fund debacles, you know? But we're going to put a stopper to it. Sorry, Dave, go ahead.
I disagree. No, I disagree with Spencer. By listening to this episode... you enter into an agreement.
Don't even joke, man. Not while they're looking for excuses. We can joke about voting multiple times all we want, but
yeah, we've already
done that.
We've got nothing for them to take.
We're a couple months clear of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, the dust is settling, so we can talk about that one now. Oh,
anyway, it's funny. Keep an eye on this whole GameStop mess because it's a fantastic debacle to watch unfold.
Yeah, whether or not you're investing, like, check it out because it's sending shockwaves through all the stock market, big wigs and little guys. It's fun for everyone. So follow along and
we like the stock.
Fun for the whole family.
Yahoo! All right, so what else we got? What else are we talking about? David, you got a magic moment? Or are we all magicked out for the time being?
This magic.
No, I got a moment of magic.
You got a moment of magic?
I was watching some cinematic trailers today.
Cool.
Getting a little bit of the story going on. I definitely need to read the shit that they put out because I don't know exactly why Tybalt is on Kaldheim chasing sort of the realms, but Kaya with a mohawk is gonna beat his ass. And probably, I don't know, what do you say, Kaya or Tybalt?
David, did you did fall flat?
We try so hard not to
get each other. You were jokes are like just glitching out there for a second, yeah, so I didn't know if you could hear me. You might have to repeat what you were talking about.
I don't even remember. Oh, Kaya is beating Tybalt's ass because he's going to burn down this plane's version of the World Tree. And I'm more and more impressed with the cinematic trailers that Wizards is putting out. They're It seems as though they may have taken the advice of a portion of their fan base and improved their storytelling game.
Did you see the announcement that Magic Legends is getting an open beta in March? That's the new Magic ARPG. That's going to be sweet, yeah, man. It's coming to console. It's not just PC.
Well, that's very exciting. In March, you say?
Yes, in March, I say. You're glitching again, David.
I'm excited.
Like, your face is like this. It's like,
I need to sign up.
I'm going to go sign up. I'm going to go real fast. Oh. Oh, you just turn off your camera because I made fun of your ugly face?
There, now you can't see my face.
I was just doing the robot.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, that's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that game. That was one of my news items, but so now we have less news. Great job, David.
Thanks, David. Magic moment over. Fuck.
Why would you make a magic thing news item and not just talk about it during the magic moment?
I did talk about it during the magic moment.
Shut up, you're ugly.
I'm going to turn my camera off now. Now it's just us staring at Keith.
All right. Now with the news with Spencer.
Oh, some news.
You were done with your magic moment, right, David? You're done? Or you got more magic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there's a cinematic trailer, and then I gave the only other bit of magic news. He didn't say, I don't know.
All right. So news instead of magic news now. News.
All right. Here's a fun one. There's going to be a Tomb Raider series coming to Netflix.
Fun.
Right?
An anime series, right? Did you say anime?
I just said a series, Tomb Raiders. I don't know that there's actually been. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to find out if it's animated or not, and I don't think so. We don't know. We don't know yet. But cool. It's going to take place after the events of the video game reboot trilogy.
All right.
So that's pretty cool.
So I know nothing about what's going on then.
Yeah, I played one of the reboot ones, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think
to be fair, I don't remember much of the story. So that's some news. Here's some more news. Here comes more news. Hitman 3, we talked about that a little bit. Its sales have already surpassed development costs within 1 week of release.
Good for them.
So it is selling like hotcakes.
I've been seeing a lot of good stuff, a lot of good streams. It's Hitman. There's all sorts of good things coming out of that game. So I'm excited for you to get your hands on it. I'm going to wait till it's on sale before I pick it up probably. But
honestly, I was considering going back and playing Hitman 2 first, so I'm going to do that. We'll see. But I'm glad that that it's so successful because I love me a Hitman game.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys heard about IO Interactive announced a new James Bond game.
I didn't.
And as a huge fan of GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64, I'm absolutely ready for a new James Bond game.
Not only GoldenEye for Nintendo 64, I played, what was it, Tomorrow Never Dies on PlayStation? Like, there was all sorts of good James Bond games. I played
The World Is Not Enough was a very good one. Yeah,
it was, yeah. All the Pierce Brosnan ones.
Nightfire. I played Nightfire. So Nightfire wasn't a movie. It was just a game. I don't even remember which. Was that PlayStation 2?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I beat the fuck out of that game. Oh, my God.
Yeah, those seven games are fucking great.
Yeah.
They're like a little bit of Need for Speed, a little bit of Hitman. They got like all the good stuff in it because you gotta be 007. You gotta be good at everything. So was that all the news about that? Or is it just that there is a game? Not that
it might be a trilogy series of games.
Okay. Based on the movies or just standalone games?
No information yet.
Okay. Well, your news sucks.
Whatever. All of it. There is no news.
No news is good news. So shut up.
Do you want some bad news? Apparently, Scavenger Studios, their creative director, has been suspended in response to abuse allegations against him. both toxic workplace, sexual harassment, physical assault.
But that's no place. I mean, these are nerds. These are office nerds. Why are we physically assaulting them?
They're frail enough as it is. Don't joke about sexual harassment, David.
You're making jokes. I'm commenting on the fragile nerds.
If I'm being honest, I don't even know what Scavenger Studio has made, but looks like Darwin Project and Season are the ones coming up. But yeah, so some more, as you know, there's been how much news about this lately coming out of the gaming industry about sexual harassment claims and toxic workplace allegations and stuff like that. So it's just another in a long line of this industry is now going through its, you know, purge of shitty people.
Here's some a little bit of more bad news that I just remembered is a couple of my favorite games that I played last year were the remakes of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, and Vicarious Visions is merging with Blizzard. That they were a part of Activision, but now they're completely merging. They're going to be gone. They're just going to be called Blizzard now. So all 200 of those employees are now Blizzard employees. And the way Blizzard's been going, it's that sucks. That fucking sucks. Because
that's pretty
bad. That is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. I don't have anything else.
No yeah. So news.
That was all.
And on a couple of bummers.
Sorry, I remembered something that I wanted a news thing. What was Tencent Games planning to acquire? I posted the article. Hang on, let me look it up.
I remember you posting it too, and I don't remember exactly who they were. Oh, they were looking to acquire somebody fucking big. They wanted to buy.
Yeah, somebody like fairly big. What was the fucking stupid article? Here we go. Tencent raising billions to buy EA. Take Two, or it sounds like they're just like trying to hold, like raise a bunch of money so that they can buy a big game developer over here. Jesus. A US-based game developer.
Yeah, they're trying. I don't know if EA, I don't know, EA would sell out for sure, but it would have to be so much fucking money. You know how big EA is, you know?
Yeah.
If anybody could do it, it'd be Tencent, though. So that would be really shitty if that actually happened. Hopefully it does not.
Raising billions. It sounds like they've got this shit on lock. I mean, Tencent is fairly good at just printing up a shit ton of money. So watch them. This stinks of us losing good IPs to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily Lucas just kind of got out of the EA clutch, but you know that I wonder what that would do to stuff like Xbox Live. More news.
Oh yeah, I was just going to bring that up that we haven't touched on that yet.
But yeah, Xbox Live was going to raise their prices, and the Gold Pass I think was going up, right?
Xbox Game Live. Pass. Gold. Yeah, no, not Game, Game Pass, just Gold.
Game Pass was staying the same, and Gold was going up like considerably. And people spoke out and were shitting all over it. So Microsoft backtracked and no longer is raising the prices. And they backtracked even a little bit more and made free-to-play games such as Smite, Fortnite, and stuff actually free-to-play. You don't have to have a gold subscription to play those free-to-play games. So good guy Microsoft coming in, clutch. In a way, I'm not gonna like give them like that much credit, but yeah, they came through the clutch with this one. They actually listened to people and they did the right thing. So yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna hate on them for that.
I mean, like announcing that I'm gonna take a shit on David's chest, and then he's like, "Oh wait, no, gross, don't do that." And then I'm like, "All right, I guess I won't." Give me kudos, everyone.
But normally in the past, when you announce that you want to shit on David's chest, he's just like, yeah, okay. How about you shit on my back instead? And everybody's happy. This time people spoke out and Microsoft like did something. So
no, yeah, to make this analogy a little bit more appropriate, to look at, like,
I guess I should have picked something that you usually don't want to have your
company turnarounds in the past. Is you ask to poop on my chest, I say no, you slowly but forcefully pin me down and take the biggest, nastiest poop on my chest that anyone has ever been pooped on their chest, and then you turn around and say, oh,
I thought
I'm
you
sorry,
guys liked
my
that.
Bad
I thought this was your
and
kink.
Try and do something. Yeah, no, this is Microsoft. I'll give Microsoft credit because they immediately were like, okay, you know what, yeah, you guys are right, we're stupid us. Where they don't get credit is fucking duh, doubling the price of your service is going to piss some people off. But
during a pandemic when nobody's making any money.
Yeah, the turnaround is impressive, and I do think that, like, good job guys for not dropping that ball.
But yeah, they did drop the ball. They dropped the ball, and then people called them out, and then they picked their ball back up and then handed them a piece of candy.
They dribbled the ball. They dropped it real quick.
They dropped the ball, period. They could have
they
just
got the piece of candy too, though. I mean, they did drop the ball, but then they picked up the ball and we did get a piece of candy.
Yeah, like a little two nerds out of a whole nerds box.
No, it's like one of those I don't know, we're almost boomers, but when actual boomers just would have our
we are a full generation separated from the boomers, thank you.
But when they would have those little strawberry candies, like, just in their pockets, the creepy old guys, and it's like, uh-huh. Oh, hey, you want some candy? That was the candy we got, but at least there was the candy. There was the gesture of that creepy old man handing you a piece of candy.
Fair enough.
Instead of a giant shit on David's chest, which I'm okay with, but...
It's warm.
All right, with that, that's the show. Follow us on Twitters. Check out our Facebook. Come join our Discord. Tell us about the games you're looking for in 2021. Just hang out with us. Tell us what you're gaming on. Also, we got a website. That's 3guys1up.com. Over there, you can find our smoking new Patreon. If you want to be a patron, you can go over there. We don't have any patron benefits yet, but with your donations, we can work closer to getting you more 3guys1up Podcast Network content. So also over there is our other show, Weekend Watch. Give that a listen. It's where we talk about a bunch of stuff that's streaming and what we like about it. What we don't like about it sometimes. There's some poop in there.
Sometimes.
Just a little poop. And with that, you guys have a good week. Talk to you next week.
Good night.